Milo in the morning. On 102.4 Wish FM.
A couple of stories that caught my eye this morning, they're photo-related, so you're going to have to dig these photos out and bear with us on this if you want to see it. But what I'm going to show you here, this is Niall from One Direction with Wayne Rooney and Juan Mata, OK?
Right.
Initial reaction to that photo. Okay, there you go. So
they're looking at.
So basically, this is in the dressing room.
What the hell is? What am I doing? Being pictured talking to Niall Horrigan
from One Direction. So if you want to see that picture, basically it was taken in the dressing room after Manchester United played in the Champions Cup. They played Paris Saint Germain in Chicago. So there's Wayne Rooney and Juan Mata stood there talking to Niall Horan from One Direction. And they clearly don't. Clearly thinking, who are you? What are you doing?
Yeah, I love your songs. That's what they're...
So, Stephen, to get that photo, I'm glad you gave us that reaction. The other one you've seen already. Have you actually seen the photo of the tan baby? Have you seen this photo or not?
Yes.
This is why you shouldn't have a spray tan, ladies, before you breastfeed. If you Google Gemma Collie, the name Gemma Collie this morning, there's a picture of Gemma's little six-month-old son after she'd breastfed him, after she'd had a spray tan. And he looks like Bluto out of Popeye. He's got, like, this big beard thing going on around his mouth. So have a dig at that photo this morning. It did make us chuckle. Cool. Have you ever had a spray tan? Have you ever got
none? No.
Ever breastfed? No, that's a double whammy.
Click and collect with Asda on Milo in the morning.
That's just what you need to lighten the load on a Friday night, isn't it? Right, let's go to the phones and give away some more fabulous prizes with Asda. We're going to go to Up Holland. Sue's here. Morning, Sue.
Morning, Chris.
Morning, Sue. Great to have you on the show this morning.
Oh, and thank you.
You started the day almost as early as we did today. Tell us what you've been up and done already so far today.
I did. I was up at 6 and I've been out delivering papers this morning.
You're doing a paper round. Fantastic. It's not for the kids anymore. It's good exercise doing a paper round. And then you're off to do your second job, which is what?
Yeah, a bit of a different contract.
Go on.
I'm a hairdresser.
Brilliant. Where do you work?
Hollywood Hair in Ashton in Makerfield.
Hollywood? I bet there's some gossip flies around there, isn't there?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, man.
You believe.
I bet you're a fan tonight. That would make a fascinating book, I'd imagine, one day. We wish we could mic up various places. If we could put secret microphones in various places, a hairdresser would be one. And our kitchen here at Wish FM would be another one. I'd love to put a secret microphone in there. It'd be fascinating. Right, Sue, well, let's see if we can win you some money here to spend online with Asda. They've got their new collection point at the Haydock petrol station on the East Lancs, and I've been ordering some stuff to collect later, but you need to remind me what it is I've ordered.
Okay.
And for each one you recall, I'll put £50 into a click and collect account for you. We'll sort you out with those e-vouchers so you can win up to £200, all right? So we've been putting together a nice little barbecue here to go on my barbecue. So today, what were the things that I ordered, Sue? Give us the first one. What was it?
Sliced bread rolls,
correct. So that's £50. What else did I order?
4 quarter-pounder beef burgers.
Correct, so that's £100. And not only burgers, what else did I get? I've got the burgers, I've got the buns. What else did I order?
Richmond 8-pack thick pork sausages.
Thick pork sausages. And the final thing, just to top it all off, what was the final thing we ordered?
Chosen by You barbecue ketchup.
Correct answer! Well done. You just won yourself £200 of e-vouchers to spend online with Asda. So congratulations, Sue.
Thank you.
Well done with that.
Brilliant.
And have a good day at work. Say hello to all your colleagues down at Hollywood Hair in Ashton.
I will, yeah.
Well done, Sue. Have a great weekend.
Okay, thank you.
Bye.
Thank you,
Chris.
Click and collect at Asda, Haydock Petrol Station, East Lancs Road. The easy way to shop. Wish FM.
Now, if you fancy watching some football tonight and helping raise some money for leukemia care, there's a charity game which is on Ashton Town tonight. It features one or two Latics legends. Amongst them will be David Lowe. Morning, David.
Good morning, Chris. You okay?
Yeah, well, very good, thank you. And you. Now, this is a rare occurrence for you. Technically classed as game day today, David. How are you feeling at this time of the morning on game day?
A bit nervous, I suppose. Especially after the last game when I struggled a little bit afterwards for a few days. But, you know, it's for a great cause, obviously, for the leukemia care, which, we're, you know, everyone's concerned about charity and that. And I think it's, you know, it's good that some of the boys are turning out this evening to play in the charity event.
Excellent. Well, we've got, there's you, Neil Rimmer, I know, is going to be there. Jason Jarrett, I think, has said he'll play. Nathan Ellington, I think, is going to pop along as well. So you mentioned the last one, the Joseph Gold one a few weeks ago. So what he said the couple of days after, what was worst about it, David, after the game?
My knees, I think.
Really?
and the realisation that you can't run around as well as you could do years ago. But obviously, on that evening, we had quite a young team. You know, some of the ex-Premier League players were playing that, so it helped us a little bit.
Okay.
And hopefully, you know, we'll have a lot of young legs on this evening to help us pull through, really.
Brilliant. Well, it's Ashton Town tonight, Edge Green Street. Gates open at 6. Kick-off is 7:30 tonight. There's the charity game. There's all the entertainment. There's raffles, refreshment, half-time penalties. The money going to Leukemia Care, of course, benefiting the young Latics lad, Juan Carlos Garcia, who's struggling with the illness at the moment. As for, David, well, we just got you on. What, as for Latics this season, back in League One, what do you reckon?
Big changeover. Obviously, I think it's fair to say it was a disappointing season last year.
Understatement of the morning.
but obviously Gary's come in now and I wish him all the best, really. It's going to be a tough task for them, obviously, as you say, a lot of change around in players and so forth. But hopefully if they hit the ground running and get off to a good start, I think that could hold them in good stead throughout the season. It's a tough division to get out of. You know, there's a lot of games, a lot of competitions you're in. So you really put a full demand on your squad, really. But hopefully they can pull through and get promoted. And I think the most important thing is that they have a good start, really.
OK, so 7:30 kick-off tonight, Edge Green Street. If you want to go and see David and a few of the Latics legends playing against a team at Ashton Town tonight, a Wigan Athletics fans team they've put together for this, so that should be fun, to raise money for Leukemia Care. Good luck with that later. And have you got, by the way, what state are your boots in these days? Because if you don't play very often, what happens to your boots?
Yeah, no, they'll be all right. I'll get my little boy to give him a polish up today for me, I think. but I'm looking forward to, you know. Yeah. I think it's nice to meet up with all some of the old players you used to play with and so forth. But as I said earlier, I think the most important thing is that we get enough people there to, you know, make it worthwhile and raise some money for the charity.
Good. Get your boots polished. We'll see you later. Cheers, David.
Cheers, Chris. Take care.